We're in the home stretch, Festival of the Holy Name, and a little sharing this morning on Nam Alvar and his life and his glories, and specifically focusing on his prediction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. This phrase came from him: raise your hands and chant from your heart. It's a very special personality. You'll see. The Alvars are from the Sri Vaishnava tradition, and there's different numbers. Generally it's 10, sometimes 12. And within the Sri Vaishnava tradition, the status of being considered an Alvar, one of them, is specifically that there are 108 principal deities of form Vishnu, different forms of Vishnu, avatars or manifestations. And of those principal deities, Alvars wrote poems or songs in glorification of those personalities, supreme deity forms. And the first of the Alvars was Nam Alvar, and the place where he resided is today known as Tirunagari, or Alvar Tirunagari, where there's a deity of Adinath. That's the Vishnu form in that particular temple. There was a name for the town before Nam Alvar appeared, Kurugur in the local language. Kurugur was the name of the town. And unique amongst the Alvars, the only one who appeared in a non-Brahmana family was Nam Alvar. In fact, he appeared in a Shudra family. His parents lived in a forest, and there was a certain tribe of forest dwellers, kind of interesting. And these are photographs inside the temple where the deity of Adinath can be found, entrance after entrance after entrance, approaching the deity. And Nam Alvar resided here for practically almost the entire duration of his life, inside the temple. He never went outside the temple. He never went anywhere. His appearance was right at the very beginning of Kali Yuga. There's a sandhi, a little juncture, between when a particular period ends and another period ends, and he appeared just after the sandhi, that juncture of Krishna's departure and Kali Yuga beginning, literally 43 days after Krishna's departure. So he started things off in a big way. The Sri Vaishnavas consider him to be an incarnation of Vishvaksena. In Vaikuntha realm, there's a chief military man. There's no need for military, but it's a service. It's a mood of service. His name is Visvakshena, and Namavar is considered an incarnation of Visvakshena. And some of you are here, or wherever else you may have been for the festival, the Temple of Vedic Planetarium. The TOVP presentation. They brought the shoes of Lord Nityananda, and they brought the sitari, the crown that's placed on top of the head. So, in the Sri Vaishnava tradition, that sitari, or crown, is considered to be Namalvar himself, or Visvakshena, being anointing the persons receiving it. When Namalvar was born, sounds a little bit like Srimati Radharani's appearance. The child didn't open his eyes. He didn't make a sound like this child out here is doing. And he didn't eat anything. Those of you that are parents, a child that won't eat anything, not milk from the mother or any other anything. He just didn't eat anything, didn't speak anything, didn't seem to respond to anything. They were very worried. One can only imagine. 11 months passed. He didn't eat anything, didn't say anything, didn't speak. Nothing. They were in big anxiety. So they were devoted to the Adinath deity, so they went and placed the child before the Adinath deity, and the child opened his eyes and smiled. They thought, okay, everything's fixed now. So they took their child back home, and as soon as he left the altar, he closed his eyes. He still hadn't spoken anything. Still hadn't eaten anything. It's not ordinary, right? So they didn't know what to do. They came and brought the deity and brought the child before the deity and asked the pujaris. He's only responding to Adinath, so he's in the care of Adinath, and you please look after him. And they left before he was even 1 year old. Think of a little child that's not yet 1 year old. How small and how delicate. So the child very quickly crawled to a place within the temple where there's a tamarind tree. There's the deity of Adinath. You can see, you're not supposed to take pictures. Well, I can see better on my screen. You can't see so well here. But in the center, there's the deity. If you come look at my screen, you can see. So he crawled some distance within the temple compound. There was a very large tamarind tree, and he sat underneath the tamarind tree in a lotus posture for 16 years. Didn't sleep, didn't eat, didn't speak, didn't move. For 16 years. No one could understand this personality. They gave him a name, Maran, one who does not change. So this is a tree that's around 5,000 years old, now practically almost 5,000 years old. That's a pretty old tree. This is the area surrounding, just to the left of the tree. There's one of the domes within the temple compound. This is the roof. Go up a set of little narrow stairs, and you're looking at from the roof area. There's where the tree is. The tree just grew and grew and grew. And meanwhile, he's still on the 16th year, there was a Brahmana from the same town named Madhura Kavi. And Madhura Kavi was searching for a spiritual master. So he had gone all the way to the Himalayas. When he reached Badrinath, he saw a very, very bright light in the night, and a voice spoke saying, "Just follow me and I will lead you to the guru who you are looking for." That was pretty intriguing. So he followed the light. And if you know your geography a little bit, Badrinath is way north. And he just kept following that light and following that light and following that light. It says he went all the way to Sri Rangam, and the light continued to move in a southerly direction. He came to the very place, the tamarind tree, under which Namalvar was sitting. And the boy was saying nothing. And so the learned Brahmana placed a question, like a riddle, before the child. And it was, of course, in the local language. And the riddle was, "Within the womb of the dead, a subtle being may be born. What does it eat? And where does it rest?" I mean, how would you answer that? Now Malvar opened his eyes, smiled, and gave an answer. "That it will eat, it will rest." That was the answer. So Namalvar understood the question, and Madhura Kavi understood the answer. I didn't understand the question or the answer. But the explanation given is, if the soul identifies with the body, because the body is dead, it will be implicated by the body. But if it identifies with its service to Krishna, it will stay in Vaikuntha and eat or think of Krishna. So Madhura Kavi went, "Wow, he understood my question. Look at this answer. What to speak of all the rest surrounding the mystery of Namalvar." So he just stayed. And the elevated Brahmana became the disciple of the Shudra-born Namalvar. Obviously, it has nothing to do with birth. It has to do with the qualification of Namalvar. And from long stretches of time, Namalvar would remain in trance. The biography of his life says, if, for example, there was some mention of the birth of Krishna, like, you know, we hear, how many times have we heard Janmashtami in this country? You just hear Janmashtami all the time, Janmashtami. When he would hear that phrase, he would enter into a state of trance for months, just hearing about the birth of Krishna. And then from time to time he would speak something. The biography says, sometimes very slowly, sometimes very, very swiftly, depending upon the mood and the inspiration. And Madhura Kavi made it a practice to record them. He didn't have an MP3, he just wrote, because both of them were obviously on another platform than ordinary persons. This is the rooftop of the Adinath temple, where so both of them resided simultaneously. These are the first two of the Alvars. And Madhura Kavi sometimes is not counted as an Alvar, sometimes is. And one of the reason is he didn't do what the others did. He didn't write poems or songs or phrases in praise of the Vishnu deities, these 108 or any of them. Rather, he wrote 11 verses only. That was his literary contribution. 11 verses glorifying his spiritual master, Namalvar. So now those 11 have their very, very special place in the 4,000 verses from all of the Alvars. You'll hear a little bit more about this. So, he, Namalvar, lived for 32 years, not a long duration of life, especially if you don't eat anything. His whole life he didn't eat anything. But his body kept, you know, at least as a young boy, continued to grow. Amazing. More than amazing. And he never left this tamarind tree, yet he had great devotion for the Supreme Lord. So it is said, in fact, in the temple, there's 36 different deities or Utsav Murtis, 8 special Vishnu deities that came to see him. Rather than he went to them, they came to see him. And when there, he composed songs or poems or verses praising the deity or the pastimes of the Lord connected with the deity. And in total, he composed 1,000 verses, all of which were written down by Madhura Kavi. Remember, this is just after Satyayuga is over. Kali Yuga had just begun. So Madhura Kavi was very devoted, you know, exceptionally devoted to his spiritual master. So he went here and there reciting these beautiful, beautiful, beautiful songs or verses of Namalvar, particularly to like promote his message and promote his guru, because he was this obviously super exceptional personality. And the place where the Adinath temple is within the Pandya kingdom. Some of you are from South India, or some of you attended the South India Yatra. One of the three long-standing kingdoms in South India was the Pandya dynasty. So the Pandya king means it stretches way back to the beginning of Kali Yuga. The local Pandya king had a policy, just to give us an idea of how controlling kings did things. Persons could not preach within his kingdom, unless it was proved by his pundits, his council of 30 elevated pundits. And one of them was the chief amongst his elevated pundits. So as Madhura Kavi was going here and there, it came to the attention of the king. The king sent a messenger to Madhura Kavi saying, before you continue to go around promoting these songs or teachings, I would like you to come along with Namalvar to my court and have everything evaluated by my chief pundit and his 29 other council members. Madhura Kavi was irritated, to say the least. He felt it was an insult to Namalvar. So instead what he did is he came himself to the court council, and he had on one palm leaf just one verse. Gives you an idea of why he's called Namalvar. The verse, very short, says, those whose hearts are in love with the lotus feet of Lord Krishna take this mantra for their meditation. It is indeed the holy name of the Lord. And Because, so the English translation seems very straightforward. Apparently the poetry in the local language was just exquisite. And everyone within the court, pundits, group, immediately acclaimed, this is so beautiful. And in fact, the chief pundit went to Namalvar and became his disciple, although he was just a young man at this time. When known that he was going to leave, although he was just 32, the village people, the people of that area, had just this enormous love and affection for him, so they made a request. And the request was that please provide us with a murti, or may we fashion a murti of you so that in your physical absence we can continue to worship you. So he consented and he gave them a method. He said, go to the nearby river, the Tamra Parni River. Those that are Tamil speaking, Tamra means copper. Yes? Yes, copper. So Tamra Parni River is called the Tamra Parni because there's a fair amount of copper within it. So he said, gather up a bunch of water from the Tamra Parni River, boil it, and from the boiling of it, a murti of me will come. So they just did what he said. And when the water was boiled, this amazing consequence came. There was a murti holding a danda. There's the murti that was formed. This was, mind you, 3,500 years before Ramanujacharya appeared, and a murti of him appeared out of the boiling of the Tamraparni River water. So they said to Namalvar, well, that's not you. Who's this? That's a future great acharya. He's indicating to us his presence will come. Quite mystical, huh? So they said, what to do? We want a murti of you. He said, go back and get some more Tamraparni River water and boil it. And then another murti came. And mystically, this deity of Namalvar appeared. And to this day, in the Adinath temple, the murti of Namalvar is worshipped. And as you look at the main deity, it's to the left of the deity's side where he's situated. And from that time, the name of the place changed from Kurugur to Tirunagari, or Alvar Tirunagari. Here's a painting of Namalvar handing the murti of Ramanujacharya to his disciple. So now another, some interesting history. This is, mind you, the beginning of Kali Yuga. Very, 43 days after is when he made his appearance. So 43 days plus 32 years. 3,000 years later, a great acharya in the Sri Sampradaya named Natamuni. He was the grandfather of Jamunacharya, who was the spiritual master of Ramanujacharya. So Natamuni heard some devotees singing some of the songs of Namalvar, just like we're going to hear some of his songs shortly. And he was charmed by the beauty of these songs. So he inquired from the people who were singing these songs, where did you get these songs? Well, it's part of Namalvar's songs. Could you tell me more about his song? Well, there's 1,000 songs, but we only have 10. So the other 990, where are they? Well, we don't know. But we're sure that Namalvar knows. He's this mystical personality. Why don't you go to Tirunagari beneath the tamarind tree and recite these 11 verses of Madhura Kavi 12,000 times, and he'll reveal the other 990 verses. How did they know that? I don't know. But Nathamuni went there. It sounds really like an attractive place to visit, doesn't it? Nathamuni went there. 12,000 times he recited these verses again and again. You get absorbed in something when you repeat it again and again, yes? At least the possibility is that we chant Hare Krishna a lot. There's a possibility to become absorbed in the holy name. So when he prayed this way, singing these 11 songs of Madhura Kavi, not only the other 999 verses were disclosed to him, but all the rest of the 3,000 additional songs of the Alvars were disclosed to him. Because they had been lost. So Nathamuni was very happy, transcendentally happy. So he went back to Sri Rangam, and this practice began, which continues until today, where the songs of the Alvars are sung daily. And when Ramanujacharya, when Junacharya, his grandson, accepted the responsibility of acharyaship in Sri Rangam, he continued, and Ramanujacharya for sure affirmed that this must be continued, and it's continued. 4,000 special songs came from Namalvar. There's a little pastime in relation to the songs of Namalvar. There was a brahmana who was a worshipper of his Shalagram Shila, and he had this little problem. He had a chewing pan problem. So while he was worshipping his deity, Shalagram Shila, he was reciting the songs of Namalvar. And he would just reach down and take some pan and put it in his mouth. Sometimes he put his Shalagram Shila in his mouth. So he tried to get rid of this pan addiction, and he couldn't. So he realized, I'm not qualified to worship Shalagram. So he gave his Shalagram to a Brahmin that didn't have the same bad habit, so that Shalagram could be worshipped nicely. And that very evening, the Supreme Lord appeared in the dream of that second Brahmin and said, please take me back to this other Brahmana. Even though he chews pan, which isn't nice, he sings the songs of Namalvar with such devotion. I want to be worshipped by him. Please take me back to him. And the section, the 10 verses of Namalvar that Nathamuni heard, that inspired his going to Namalvar's tamarind tree and the Adinath temple, was a set of 10 verses that Shatarupa is going to sing. And then there's translations to these verses. And so you're going to read the... Okay. Do you have them written down? You're going to see on the screen. Okay. So, in case you're not Tamil speaking, these are the recorded, or you know, the current record of these particular 10 verses, and they're all focused on, this is a section, Sva Padesha, they're called. And it's the yoga of singing and dancing. And if you like Lord Chaitanya, you're going to like these verses.
What good are they who cannot sing and dance in joy? Glories of earth who saved the elephant from the jaws of the crocodile in the lotus tank.
தலை கொள்ள பாடி பரந்து குனித்து புழலாதார் மண்கொள் புலகில் பிறப்பார் வல்வினை மோதமலைந்தே.
Praising the Lord who gives woe to the mighty asuras, fiends who mince and eat mortals on earth, those who cannot sing on top throat and dance in ecstasy, must forever suffer the throes of karmic birth.
Malayai eduthu kalmari, kaathu pashu nirai thannai, tholaivu thavirtha piranai cholli, சொல்லி நின்ற போதும் தலை நோடாதனம் தட்ட தடுகுட்டமாய் பரவாதார் அலைகள் நரகத்து அழுந்தி கிடைந்துழக்கின்றவம் வரு.
Those who do not dance and touch the earth with their heads, repeatedly uttering the praises of the Lord, who stopped the hailstorm with a mountain, must forever suffer stormy hell as their only of Shridhar of coral lips, who killed seven bulls for the love of Napinai. Dance with hands over your heads, dignity be blown, or else what use is this birth amid saintly men?
Sadhu sanatai naliyum kamsanai sadipadarku adiyam jodi uruvai அங்கு வைத்து இங்கு பிற வேதமுதல்வனை பாடி வீதிகள் தோறும் துள்ளாதார் ஓதி உணர்ந்தவர் முன்னா என் சவிப்பார் மனிதரே.
The Lord of the Vedas left his radiant Vaikuntha and came as a mortal to protect the innocent from Kamsa's tyranny. Other than singing and dancing his praise through every street, what is there for scholars to learn? Are they men?
Manjarumatrum muchumai maya piravi piranda taniyan pirapili tannai தடங்கடல் சேர்ந்த பிரானை கனியை கரும்பினின் சாற்றை கட்டியை தேனை அமுதை முனிவின்றி ஏத்தி குனிப்பார் முழுதுண நீர்மையினாரே.
The birthless Lord who took birth reclines in the ocean, sweet as fruit and nectar, sweet as sugar and honey in our ambrosia. He is a living, non-living, and all else. Those who praise him with song and dance attain total knowledge.
ஐவாக்கு அருள் செய்து நின்று பார்மல்கு சேனைய வீட்ட பரஞ்சுடரை நினைந்தாடி நீர்மல்கு கண்ணினராகி நெஞ்சம் குழந்து
the radiant Lord unleashed a terrible army over the unfair hundred and granted victory to the five. Of what use are men in this good world who build up their biceps if they do not melt their hearts, dance, and sing in joy?
வடதிருவேங்கடத்து எண்டி சொல்லி பிதாற்றி பித்தரஞ்சே பிறப்பூர ஊர் பல புக்கும் புகாதும் உலகோ சிரிக்க நின்றாடி ஆர்வம் பெருகி குனிப்பார் அமர
Our Lord resides in Venkatam of cool water springs. Rave his name incessantly. Be called a madman. Roam through the towns and hamlets. Let the world mock at you. Jump and dance in ecstasy. Be worshipped by the celestials.
அமரர் தொழப்படுவானை அனைத்துலகுக்கும் பிரானை அமர மனத்தினுள் யோகு புணர்ந்து அவன் தன்னோடுன்று ஆக அமர துணியவல்லா
The Lord, worshipped by celestials, is the Lord of all creation. Those who reach him through yogic penance find him in their heart always. For all others, dancing and singing his praise is the only karma.
Karumamum karuma palanum ஆகிய காரணம் தன்னை திருமணி வண்ணனை செங்கண் மாலினை தேவபிணை ஒருமை மனத்தினுள் வைத்து உள்ளம் குழைந்து எழுந்தாடி பெருமையும் நானும் தவிழ்ந்து பிதற்றுமின் பேதமை தீ.
My Lord of gem hue and lotus eyes, the Lord of celestials, is the karmas, their fruit and their cause. Dance and sing with oneness of heart, melting inside you. Lose your pride and shame and rave his praise like mad.
Poliga 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 poitru vallu ichabam naliyum naragamum nainda namanukkingu yadondrum illai கலியும் கேடும் கண்டு கொள்மின் கடல் வண்ணன் பூதங்கள் மண்மேல் மலிய புகுந்திசை பாடி ஆடி உழிதர கண்டோம்.
Victory, victory, victory! I behold something wonderful. All the inauspiciousness of the living entities is destroyed. No one is going to hell. Yamaraj has no more work. And the effects of Kali Yuga cease to exist. This is because all over the world, an increasing number of Lord Vishnu's devotees sing his names while dancing and playing musical instruments. There will come a race which will tread the earth with raised hands and vertical tilak on their foreheads, who will chant the names of Hari. This will destroy the influence of Kali.
Hare Krishna. This final verse, the ones before it are 10 that Nathamuni heard, specifically glorifying the holy name and the singing and, of course, it's Old English rave. It's a modern term too. Modern term is different. This is rave, the holy name. In other words, with unfettered feelings and exhibition of those feelings. Sing and dance jubilantly without considering social convention. This particular verse, Shatrupa searched here and there, couldn't find, but the verse was given to me by the regional secretary of that area of South India, Shankadari, scholar and wonderful devotee, a PhD Brahmin, but wonderful person. And this is he gave us the language, the Sanskrit part, or the Tamil part, and then this translation. He takes it, and some of the local ISKCON devotees take it, that this is Nam Alvar at the beginning of Kali Yuga, predicting the advent of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his Sankirtan movement. So we have a mission to fulfill, an opportunity to take part in. So I thought sharing that on the festival of the holy name would be very nice. So not only within our tradition, in other words, others, great Vaishnavas have appreciated in a superlative way the significance of the chanting of the holy name. The message is there in the scripture. Not so many people have that recognition and realization. Some people do. And just a little piece of ISKCON news. Some of you know of the Bhaktivedanta Hospital. You've heard of the Bhaktivedanta Hospital. There's a director of the Bhaktivedanta Hospital, whose name is Madhavananda. And Madhavananda, on his own initiative, with permission, he came before the GBC asking for blessings to do the following. He has been in touch with acharyas from other sampradayas. Of course, he's not an acharya. He's a member of ISKCON, but a very respected person. A director of a hospital is a very important position. And not only the position, but his nature, as he's a wonderful Vaishnava. So he reached out to these different sampradaya acharyas and invited them to, in principle, unite around something that each of the sampradayas can share. So in the next year is the honoring of the chanting of the, no, this year, sometime, I forget, when is it? When is it? Does anybody know? Sometime, a big function. Maybe this year. I think it's this year. Later this year. Chant for change. So different sampradaya acharyas and their followers will come because they're there, gathering together, huddling around this, chanting of the holy name. I'm sure different manners of expression of that. And then the following year, 2016, it's been agreed upon that the different sampradayas will be honoring ISKCON 50, the starting of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And the following year is the anniversary of Ramanujacharya's appearance, whatever that number is. The 2000th year anniversary or something anniversary, whatever the number is. So all the sampradayas will come together, and then the following year something, and the following year something. So this is the first year, is this chanting of the holy name together, uniting the one, the hankering of all souls for a common religion that everyone can agree upon, and that is the chanting of the holy name. Thought I would share that. Okay, so I'll stop and see if there's any discussion or comments or anything. Thank you, Shatrup. You sang very nicely. Just a little credit, Varsana Mataji has cheated. In her youth, she studied classical vocal singing, and so she knew the melody and everything, so she recorded this, and she just listened to the recording, and it's a team effort. These are very famous, as indicated. People in South India, particularly Sri Vaishnavas in South India, they know these songs. So when they see the devotees chanting, they're very happy. Arms raised, raving, with vertical tilak. They understand what it means. Is there anything you'd like to share or ask? Yes?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj. Just, I have a comment.
Turn the volume down or hold the microphone a little further away, one or the other.
Okay. Thank you. So when we went for South India Yatra, I really liked this place.
Oh, the place was fantastic. Doing it here is nice. Doing it there was out of this world.
Yes, it was so, like, so amazing. There is no words to express it. I really liked that place and all the vigraha and the story when you told in that place. It totally touched our heart and connected very well. So out of all the places we went, I particularly especially liked this place is because this place talked more the value and the importance of Guru, especially surrendering to Guru. So that's touched my heart. It talks more on how Madhurakavi Alvar was totally surrendered to Nammalvar. So that importance, that surrendering process to Guru touched my heart. And the next part I liked is that the surrendering to Lord Ram, like the Sarnagati Kshetra, what we went, like Rameshwaram, I think, not Rameshwaram, the place which where Vibhishana surrendered to Lord Ram, that place. So that place talks about how to surrender to Lord. But out of that, that came to my mind as a second, because this place came to my mind as first, because this talks the value and the importance of the surrendering to Guru. So that's a comment I would like to express. I really still till now, this minute, I really remember all these places and the lecture classes you gave to me. It's still fresh in my mind. I really enjoyed that. Thank you, Maharaj.
I want to leave the place. It was that kind of a place. It was awesome. It was, the whole vibration was something else. I just like, I didn't want to leave the tree. I just wanted to stay.
Yes.
Just stay there. Forget everything else. Let everybody go wherever they want to go. I just want to stay there.
Yes. And also we went to the top, when we went to the Ramanujacharya's birth, where he went upstairs and delivered the mantra. So I do not know all the devotees had a chance to go. So, but few devotees, we kind of, you know, called somebody and gave some money, and then he took us to the top of the temple, you know, where Ramanujacharya stood and said the mantra to the whole group. So we went to the top. It was like so hard to go to the stair. It was so crude the way. We had to like bend and we could not walk. We had to slide and, you know, do all that. So it was, I had a so amazing and wonderful experience of the South India Yatra. So very nice.
Do you want to do?
This Adinath temple scene, I had a picture from my camera that's on my desktop for the last 6 months, because of the narrations of Nammalvar, and especially the gravity that he exhibited, his consciousness being so fixed upon the Supreme, that really inspired me. I wanted to request if you could speak something about, you know, what's going on for such a person to be so grave in his interactions? Silent and how to express? Just a very, very sober and grave personality. Very inspiring.
Clear. What you're asking is not so clear. You want to just hear some more about that exalted personality? Is that what you're asking?
What's the internal, what's going on for him internally?
Well, who can say? Love. Just, you know, intense. You know, as far as the external world, there's not even question of detachment. It's just irrelevant. You're totally, totally absorbed. Totally absorbed with love. No care for, you know, so a bit of avaduta-like conduct. It's just only one thing. The Lord. With diversity, again, these 36 of the deities came to him. What was that like? And then he composed songs glorifying them. Like, and then they went back. and someone, another one came. It's the attachment of the Supreme Lord for his intensely loving devotee, and vice versa. Who can say what's the internal something else? Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki Gaur Pindamandi.